right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, it's my privilege to call to order the Senate Subcommittee on General Government Appropriations. We do have a quorum, I think. Lisa, would you please call the roll?
Senator Hayes.
Here.
Senator Thompson.
Here.
Senator Bradley. Senator Brannon. Senator Bullard. Senator Dean. Senator Dietert.
Here.
Senator Joyner.
Here.
Senator Latvala. Senator Legg. Senator Simpson.
Here.
Senator Soto. Senator Stargell. Quorum present.
All right. Thank you very much. Members and the public, it's 5 o'clock. It is not my intention to keep anyone here any longer than absolutely necessary, and you can read as well as we can, and I would not think of putting you through the agony of a line-by-line explanation of this budget. But I am pleased that we have been able to reach these conclusions. You have online access, and we have before you, members, the chairman's proposal. I want to thank each of the members, and not just our committee members, but several of the Senate members have come by with suggestions and requests and things like that, and I appreciate not only the requests but the spirit in which they were offered and the vigor of the debate sometimes, but it's been a good experience, and I appreciate that. We have on your desk a detailed budget spreadsheet, the proviso language, and a summary of the implementing bill provisions. We have no conforming bills coming from our subcommittee this year at all. Here are some of the major issues that we funded. Citrus greening and budwood facilities, $6.5 million. We know how important that citrus greening research is to the overall economy of our state. Wildfire suppression equipment, we funded for $3 million. The Florida Ag Promotion Campaign, $3.9 million. Farm share and food banks, $1 million each. Florida Forever, $40 million. Proceeds of the non-conservation land sales. The Everglades and Indian River Lagoon and Lake Okeechobee restoration, $127.8 million. Then for beaches restoration, $49.2 million. Water projects, $42 million. Let me pause a moment on the water projects and give you a little perspective. We had requests for 233 water projects totaling $325 million. And it reminded me of those days when I had teenage daughters. Daddy, daddy, can I? Sweetheart, I'm sorry. There's just not enough money. So we were able to get $42 million, though, to go toward that $325 million request. Petroleum tanks cleanup program, we did $125 million there. The Drinking Water and Wastewater Revolving Loan Program, we did $238.7 million. State Parks Maintenance and Repairs, $19.6 million. Our FERDAP program for local parks, we were able to do $3.2 million. State Building Repairs and Maintenance, $32.6 million. We have some serious problems with the maintenance of our. Y'all might want to join me in turning off your cell phones, too. Sorry about that. But we have some very serious issues with many of our state-owned buildings across the state, and we're going to try to do what we can to put them in good condition. We all know that the FLARE system, our state accounting system, is so old. They're not even teaching the language in which that program runs in the schools anymore. And for several years now, we have been training people to succeed those very capable operators of that system. And so we've been paying double salaries. So we've got to find a system to replace the FLARE system. And we're funding 22 positions and $9 million as the first step toward replacing the FLARE system. We had a case study done on it, and that is the first program there. And we have $23.5 million for the fiscally constrained counties. For those of you who may not be familiar with that fiscally constrained county term, it's those counties whose populations and their property values are so low that if they raise their millage by a full mill, they will not generate $1 million. And there's several counties, I think there are 20-something, a little over 20 counties, less than 30, that fit into that category. And so we're going to try to help them out is that way. Any of the members have any questions on any of the budget materials? Okay. Vice Chair Thompson, I thank you for your cooperation and your input on this thing as well. It's been a joy working with you. And we're not through yet, but it's been good working with you.
I stand ready to provide as much assistance as possible.
Well, thank you, and that's been your attitude the whole way, and I do appreciate it very much. Yes, ma'am. I think that we've built a responsible budget with a balanced approach. Senator Thompson moves to allow staff to make technical changes without objection. We'll show that motion adopted. And Senator Simpson moves to accept the chairman's proposal of the General Government Appropriations Subcommittee budget, the proviso language, and implementing bill provisions as recommendations to the full Senate Appropriations Committee. Without objection, we'll show that motion adopted. And with that, Senator Dieter moves we rise.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome.